It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein, a reporter that covers our area for the Republican American and joins us every Monday morning for a look at what's going on and what's been going on. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. And it's Memorial Day. And again, because of the virus, things have changed, but there are still some events going on this morning. I know Sharon is having something at the memorial, 11 o'clock. I think there's something at the Doughboy in Canaan. The VFWs and the soldiers, the veterans, are going to be either shooting volleys or saluting. So if people want something for Memorial Day, they can go and stand at a distance and take part.
There are those ceremonies. In South County, Massachusetts, there are drive-by parades where the veterans are in cars and you can stand. And there's
a remote, really? Oh.
And some in Dutchess County as well.
Mm-hmm.
The flags will be placed on the greens. The veterans will be doing something in each town to honor those who gave their lives and also to those who are still with us today.
Right. As we said, even though we are in a shutdown mode, people can get out and pay tribute. So I guess you can find them on the websites of each town or where, yes, what time and where these are happening. We just learned over the weekend that the Lime Rock racetrack court case has been decided. The judge has ruled that the local planning and zoning commission will have authority over the operations, which is basically what the appeal was all about. It's a long, complicated decision, lots of legal talk, but that's the basic premise of the whole thing. And so we'll be writing a story on that.
Wow.
Yeah. We have several Zoom meetings again last week, this week. As people probably know, the Board of Selectmen in Salisbury have closed down the Grove for Memorial Day weekend. So no swimming, no picnicking. Boaters are allowed, but First Selectman Curtis Rand said it's just too
when people, and people have been abusing it there.
Absolutely. That's exactly what he said. He said they have come and not observed social distancing and have created some, abusive behavior there. So nobody will be going to the beach today, which is unfortunate. And we had some other stories in... the communications subcommittee at the high school will recommend that 111 Group be given the contract for marketing. They did look at for other bids. They looked carefully at all of them and determined that the 111 Group was the best.
But Ruth, they still have it. I have nothing against the man. He's a nice guy, but a member of 111. Should not be on any of those. Should recuse himself, and I don't know why the board still allows that to continue. I just don't know. I mean, a decision would have come out the same anyways, probably.
But, yeah, and he did not vote.
But still, he shouldn't even be sitting in there.
Yeah.
He really shouldn't. And I'm going to call Pat McCarroll about that because him not voting is one thing, but being in on the meetings, he should just be recused. That's totally. I don't understand it. I really don't.
It's an interesting case.
Yes.
We talked with Dr. Herko at the hospital this week. As you and I mentioned, the field hospital is down. They decided they didn't have to use it, and so there is. When I spoke with him, one case, and at the hospital, and they've had about 28 successful releases, which was nice to hear. So we're not sure about what's happening at the healthcare center, but we'll we'll be keeping an eye on those numbers as well, as you do, keeping an eye each day on the numbers of cases in each town.
Well, you look at Torrington, and you're staggered. Torrington has almost twice the numbers as New Milford, and New Milford has staggering numbers. Some of those numbers are amazing.
The nursing homes are where so much of this is happening. It's frightening.
We have a contributor, Frank Lally, who has a long experience in major public media, and he's doing some reports for us. And he has contacted state legislators. And right now he says he has, he reported this on the air, he has several state legislators, both Republicans and Democrats, that want an immediate investigation into the nursing homes and into the deaths of the nursing homes because they're so out of proportion with the rest. Everybody knew that if you were elderly and 60 and over, 70 and over, that you were more susceptible, but the rates of death at these nursing homes is just scary.
Oh, it's just very frightening. If you read the obituaries, in which most of these papers have pages and pages of, I understand the Hartford Courant had 9 pages yesterday, or something to that effect. So many, if you read them, you see that people, most of them are in nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, and who knows? I mean, we're done with school for the year. We're done with, there's many restrictions in place. But most of the doctors who have given talks and things believe there's going to be a resurgence in the fall, and people are just not paying attention. When I look and see the beaches just covered with people and not paying attention and parties and things. I don't know what we're in for, Marshall, but it's very scary.
And what's scary about it, our good friend, he's a real nice guy, and he's as honest as they come, Shaw Isaacson, who started his own internet paper, the Phoenix, in Winsted, because they lost their paper. He posted a picture of people in Highland Lake, about 15 people on 3 different boats. Somebody called it fake news, and I really got upset that they took Shaw's picture and questions his credibility as a reporter.
That's terrible.
And he's about as honest and straightforward as you're ever going to find anybody out there reporting.
Right.
And he cares about his community.
Why would he do that?
Right. That's why he started his own newspaper online. With his own money and backing, because they lost that. He cares about his community. And I just really get upset when this fake news stuff is thrown around.
I can't agree with you more. Yeah, I've worked with Shaw, and he's kind-hearted and very committed to his work. And there's absolutely no reason he put anything up that was fake. That's ridiculous. People just don't want to observe the rules. And I think it's going to come back and hit us strongly. I'm fearful.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, Marshall, we have a Canaan meeting tomorrow night. ABC continues its discussions on a contract for the interim superintendent, who's going to be Lisa Carter, and they're searching for an interim assistant superintendent. They're doing a lot of behind closed doors discussions on that. They're holding non-meetings and executive session meetings, so we'll find out eventually who's going to be appointed. And then on Thursday, the Falls Village Board of Finances meeting at 6:30. So we're still out there, still doing those reports, and we'll continue.
All right, we got a call. Somebody wants to actually join in. We'll see who it is, Ruth.
Uh-oh.
Hi, you're live. You're live on the air with Ruth and Marshall.
All of those old people, you've heard of planned obsolescence.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That's bye-bye. Priscilla.
Our friend Priscilla. She's a...
good old Priscilla Belcher.
She's amazing. Well, Ruth, I want you and the family to stay safe.
Yeah, and the same for you, Marshall. You can follow the rules and do what we can. We will talk to you next week.
And we'll look in the Republican American for that that court case once again being decided in favor of the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yes. Okay.
We'll see how it affects the future of Lime Rock Park. All right, Ruth. Have a great day, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marshall. Take care.
So Ruth Epstein with the major headline that the court case with Lime Rock has been decided in favor of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Of course, you can find Ruth's reports at rap-am.com or in the paper or right here at Robin Hood Radio.